This is Dan's Mega 65 Digest for August 2024. Easy ASM. There's tons of new stuff for you to download and try this month. Kibo has launched a new implementation of a classic adventure game engine capable of playing Maniac Mansion. The group Megastyle has released several new Mega 65 titles, and I'm launching a project of my own, an on-device assembly language programming tool for the Mega 65 called Easy ASM. Much to discuss. Let's get started. Scum V2 Player by Kibo. You can now play the LucasArts graphic adventure comedy game Maniac Mansion directly on your Mega 65. Kibo made a new implementation of the Scum V2 game engine for the Mega 65, capable of playing the classic game, which he calls Mega Sputum. This hugely impressive project uses the game data files from the Amiga version and supports full-color graphics, digitized sound, and multiple input devices. To play Maniac Mansion, you need to acquire the original game data files. If you own the discs, you can use Amiga disk management tools to extract the LFL files. Mega Sputum works with both the English and German versions of the data files. The full procedure takes a few minutes. I got it up and running like so. Step 1. Download Kibo's Scum V2 engine from FileHost. Expand the zip archive to produce D81 disk image files, mm1.d81 and mm2.d81. Step 2. Retrieve the LFL files from the Rooms folder of the first disk of Maniac Mansion for the Amiga. If your media is in the form of an ADF disk image, there are several tools you can use. Step 3. Use a D81 disk image tool to place the LFL files from the first ADF onto mm1.d81. Here too you have your choice of tools. I like Droid64, a Java UI application. If you use DirMaster and possibly some others, you may need to rename the files to use lowercase .lfl before adding them to the disk. Droid64 will lowercase in transit. Step 4. Repeat steps 2 and 3 for the second game disk and mm2.d81. Step 5. Transfer mm1.d81 and mm2.d81 to the root of your Mega 65's SD card. Now on the Mega 65, mount and boot the mm1d81 disk image. Crank those speakers and use a joystick or a mouse. The original Maniac Mansion game included a printed booklet entitled Nukem Alarm's Owner's Disarmament Quick Reference Guide, which was needed early in the game. Similar to Scum VM and Disney's own re-release of Maniac Mansion, this is not needed when playing the game with Mega Sputum. C programmers, don't miss the source code, which is chock full of examples of how to do common and interesting things on the Mega 65 in C. Find the link to the GitHub repo in the article. New titles from Megastyle. The group Megastyle has not one, not two, but three releases for the Mega 65 this month. Mega Invaders, an homage to Space Invaders, is a Mega 65 original with all of the nostalgic arcade game graphics and sounds you crave. Be sure to switch to PAL video mode before running the game. Joystick in port 2. Omega Race is a direct port of the VIC-20 Space War game to the Mega 65. Nearly all of the VIC-20 code is intact, with only small patches required to get it to run. In Scramble, also a VIC-20 port, you fly over a landscape destroying enemies. Check out the blog article for the original game for the impressive technical details of how an unexpanded VIC could render such large levels. Download these games from FileHost or from Megastyle's itch.io page. And don't miss all the great C64 and Amiga titles in Megastyle's catalog. Their Empire Strikes Back remake is one of my all-time C64 faves. Snake 65. Snake 65 by Pyromania is a modern take on a classic. It features 6 levels of challenging Snake gameplay and charming music, and is written entirely in BASIC 65. Use W, A, S, and D on the keyboard as controls. Mondrian Simulator. Mondrian Simulator by Drex is a Mega 65 demo that generates artwork in the style of abstract artist Piet Mondrian. Press S to start a meditative slideshow. Mega 65 Command Line Tools version 1.0. The Mega 65 project includes a collection of command line tools for development and testing using a JTAG adapter to remotely control a Mega 65 from a PC. These tools have recently acquired new features for transferring files, ROMs, and programs over Ethernet, as well as a revised tool for core management. The M65 Connect desktop application uses these tools behind the scenes, and I use these tools regularly as part of a cross-development workflow. You can now download a formal release package of the latest command line toolkit, version 1.0. Get it for Windows, macOS, and Linux. The tools in this package include M65, a multi-tool for testing, debugging, and interacting with the Mega 65 over a JTAG or UART serial adapter. Mega 65 FTP, to transfer files to and from the Mega 65 SD card via Ethernet or JTAG or UART. Etherload, send programs and ROMs to the Mega 65's memory over Ethernet for testing. Core tool, convert Mega 65 bit streams to cores and manage core metadata. This one requires Python 3. ROMDiff, a binary patch generator needed for producing ROM patches. Mac users, remember to remove the quarantine attribute of the tools before using them. The command for this is /d /com.apple.quarantine, followed by the command name. New list of alternate cores. Looking for alternate cores available for the Mega 65? Boris Schneider John has taken over maintaining the cores list from Psi2002, and it now has an easy-to-remember address. Visit cores.mega65.org to be redirected to the new list. Thanks to Boris for preparing and maintaining this documentation. September conferences. A quick update on those September conferences in the USA. I still plan to be at the Vintage Computer Festival Midwest, September 7th to 8th, in Schaumburg, Illinois. For the first time in the show's history, VCF Midwest received more talk proposals than available slots, and my proposal was not selected this year. I'm grateful that they have a presentation track at all, with a full-time volunteer staff to make quality recordings for YouTube. I have confirmed that we'll have a table, and we might even have a real Commodore 65 next to the Mega 65. I splurged on getting some fun booth display items printed professionally, something I've always wanted to try. The cloth banner and table signage turned out very nicely. I also placed a bulk order of 45 GS02 CPU quick reference mouse pads. I, my Mega 65, and my mouse pads will also be at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, September 28th to 29th, in Portland, Oregon. Come say hi if you can. Introducing Easy ASM. Easy ASM is a new assembly language programming tool for the Mega 65. Easy ASM runs entirely on the computer with no need for a separate PC. It is designed to work with the existing Mega 65 environment to give you as much control and understanding of the computer as possible, and to take advantage of the Mega 65's existing programming workflow. Easy ASM provides a powerful subset of the syntax and features of the Acme cross-assembler, so that you can use it with the assembly language programming examples in the documentation and in this digest, as well as for larger programs. You can download Easy ASM from FileHost. Follow the link to the GitHub repository for full documentation and source code, and to file bug reports and feature requests. Also be sure to join the Easy ASM channel on the Mega 65 Discord. I was inspired to write Easy ASM while playing with vintage on-device assemblers for the Commodore 64. Many of these used the C64's built-in basic line editor for entering assembly language source code, giving the programmer a familiar environment for managing code without the overhead of a proprietary text editor application or file management system. I realized that not only was this possible on the Mega 65, the Mega 65 could do it better and more intuitively thanks to its powerful memory management architecture and a little-known feature of Basic 65 called Edit Mode. An important note: save your work to disk early and often. Writing a program for a microcomputer using the microcomputer itself comes with the inherent risk that a bug in your program will interfere with your programming environment. EasyASM preserves your source code in memory while you are testing your program, but this cannot be guaranteed to work if the program does something unexpected. By design, EasyASM does not force you to save your work to disk before testing your program. Please remember to do this yourself. With this announcement, I am releasing the first version of EasyASM, which I'm calling version 0.1. I have tested it to the best of my ability, but it may still have bugs, including bugs that may lose data. If you find any bugs, please report them. A canonical first program. To start an EasyASM session, mount and boot the EasyASM D81 disk image. This loads EasyASM into memory, then returns to a blinking cursor. This is still your usual command prompt, but something is different. Instead of the cursor blinking below the word ready, it blinks below the word OK. This is how you know the Mega 65 is in edit mode. Try entering the following program at the OK prompt. Line 10, exclamation point TO space quote, simple, quote, comma, space, runnable. That's runnable spelled R-U-N-N-A-B-L-E. For line 20, enter a blank line by typing the number 20, then typing shift plus space, then return. Line 30, INC space dollar sign D020. Line 40, RTS. Enter the list command to see the listing that you just typed. Before doing anything else, save this source file to disk. Dsave space, quote, simple.s, close quote. Next, press the Help key to open the EasyASM menu. Select option 1, Assemble and Test. Press the 1 key. EasyASM assembles the program, then runs it. In this case, the program you entered does two things. It changes the color of the border, then ends the program. Enter the list command again. The source code is in memory, and you can continue to make changes to the program. Let's make a small improvement. The register at hexadecimal address D020 controls the border color, but this is not obvious from the program listing. It'd be better to assign a label to this value so it's easier to see what's going on. Insert the label definition with line 25 and replace line 30 as follows. Line 25, border equals dollar sign D020. Line 30, INC space border. Save the source file to disk again, this time using the at symbol to tell dsave to replace the existing file. Dsave space quote at simple.s quote. Press help then 1 to assemble and run the program again to confirm that it still works. Using edit mode. Edit mode is very similar to the usual basic mode. You can type any basic command at the prompt and it'll do it right away. The main difference is that when you type a numbered line, instead of treating it as basic code, edit mode treats it as PETSCII text. The dsave and dload commands also have special behavior in edit mode, operating on sequential files, type SEQ, instead of program files, type PRG. You can use edit mode to write any kind of text file, like a very simple word processor. With EasyASM, you can use it to write assembly language programs. Editing works just like in BASIC. When you enter a new line, the program updates based on the line number, either inserting the line in sequence or replacing an existing line of that number. To delete a line, enter just the number, then press return. All of the built-in tools for line editing, such as auto and renumber commands, are available in edit mode. See the user's guide for information about these commands. Enter the dir command to see the list of files on the disk. Notice that the simple.s file you created is of type SEQ. Enter the new command to clear program memory. Type list again to confirm that the source code is no longer in memory. Then reload the source file. Dload space quote simple.s close quote. Type list. The source file is the same, but the line numbers have changed. The first line is now line 1000, and the numbers increase by 10. This is a notable difference between edit mode and basic mode. Edit mode does not include the line numbers when it saves the file. This is usually what you want when editing a text file, and for EasyASM, the line numbers don't affect how the program is assembled. However, it does mean that if you try to organize your code using groups of line numbers like you might in a large BASIC program, that organization effort is not saved between sessions. You'll want to get familiar with the renumber command, which can insert a range of unused line numbers in the middle of your source code. For example, to renumber all lines from 1030 onward so that they start with the number 2000, counting by tens, thereby leaving a gap of available line numbers between 1030 and 2000, renumber space 2000, 10, 1030 hyphen. EasyASM enables edit mode automatically when you boot the disk. To disable edit mode and return to basic mode, enter the command edit off. To re-enable edit mode, enter the command edit on. Remember that when you're in basic mode, the prompt says ready, and when you're in edit mode, the prompt says OK. Take care to notice which mode you are in before typing in lines of a program and before loading or saving source files. If you type a line of assembly language source while in basic mode, it will attempt to interpret the line as basic code and will produce incorrect results. If you try to desave the source file while in basic mode, it'll save as a PRG file. Assembling to disk. With the simple program's source code in memory, press the Help key to open the EasyASM menu. Now select option 2, Assemble to Disk. EasyASM assembles the program, but instead of running it, it creates a new PRG file on disk named simple. You specify the name of the program file using the !TO directive in the code. That's line 10, !TO space, quote, simple, that's the file name that it's saving, close quote, comma, runnable. One special note that we noticed in testing, I kind of forgot that I was relying on a feature that's been added to the ROM since the last stable release, so you're going to need a new ROM beta to use EasyASM 0.1 to save files to disk. I just forgot I did that. There's a feature that we added to the ROM since the last stable release that allows you to save regions of memory in from attic RAM. And EasyASM does use that technique to use it. So upgrade to the latest ROM beta to use EasyASM for now. This will be a part of the next stable release. The stable release 0.97 for the platform will be coming out soon, and that will have all the latest features and work great with EasyASM. Enter the dir command to see the simple program file of type PRG alongside the simple.s source file of type SEQ. I like to use a .s suffix for the source code file names, then omit the suffix for the program name. Take care not to use the same name for the source file and the program file so that EasyASM does not overwrite your source file with the program file. Let's try out the new program. Switch back to basic mode, then load and run the simple program like any other program. Edit off, deload quote simple close quote, run. The program changes the border color, then exits. In a previous digest, we used the Acme Cross Assembler to make a program like this using a lengthy preamble to produce a runnable program. The preamble sets the program counter and emits a series of byte values that represent a basic program that invokes the machine code program. This would work in EasyASM just as well. EasyASM supports all of the features to do this similarly to Acme. But EasyASM has a feature that makes this easier. When you tell the TO directive to make a runnable file, EasyASM generates the preamble for you, including setting the program counter. The PRG file contains your program and only your program. Give it to your friends so they too can change the colors of their borders. How to stop a running program. When you assemble and test your assembly language program, EasyASM attempts to recreate the memory layout that your program will see when it runs from disk. To do this, it first copies your source code out of program memory so it can replace it with the assembled program for testing. EasyASM watches for the program to exit using the RTS instruction, then copies the source file back into program memory so you can continue to edit it. That's nice, but it's not always possible or even desired. A typical machine code program never exits. a broken machine code program might get stuck before it can exit. Try entering this slightly different program. Line 10, exclamation point TO, quote, forever, quote, comma, runnable. Line 20, shift space. Line 30, loop, colon. Line 40, INC space $D020. Line 50, JMP space loop. Assemble and run the program. This program changes the border color repeatedly in an infinite loop. It does not exit. To interrupt this program and return to basic, hold the run stop key, then press the restore key. The program stops, and the Mega 65 monitor starts. Type X, then press return to exit the monitor and return to the OK prompt. Now enter the list command. Uh-oh, there's something wrong with the first line. EasyASM did not see the program exit with the RTS instruction, so it didn't get a chance to restore the source file. The assembled instructions are still in program memory, having overwritten the source. When this happens, and it will happen often, use menu option 9 to tell EasyASM to bring back the source file. Press the help key, then press 9. Type list again to see the restored source. How EasyASM uses memory. EasyASM tries to maintain a minimal memory footprint while you are editing your source code and while your program is running. This allows you to use all the tools at your disposal for editing and allows your program to use most of the computer while still retaining a useful on-device workflow. Of course, EasyASM has to live somewhere. This is what EasyASM needs. EasyASM reserves the memory ranges hexadecimal address 1E00 to 1EFF, that's 256 bytes of bank 0, and hexadecimal 870000 to 87FFFF, 1 megabyte of attic RAM. If your program overwrites any of this memory, you will need to reload EasyASM, and any stashed source code data may not be recoverable. EasyASM reserves the right to overwrite 5.0000 to 5.fffff, all 64 kilobytes of bank 5, when you invoke EasyASM. Your program can use this memory while it's running, but the state of this memory may change when EasyASM is running. Overwriting this memory may inhibit EasyASM's ability to return to the OK prompt on RTS. EasyASM will refuse to assemble to addresses 1E00 to 1EFF when assembling to memory, or when assembling a runnable program to disk, because the bootstrap routine may use it in the future. This restriction does not apply when assembling to disk in CBM mode. See the documentation about this. If your program needs to use 1E00 to 1EFF for its own purposes, that's entirely fine. Just be aware that it will interfere with the EasyASM workflow. What's next for EasyASM? I'm fairly confident that I could have used this initial version of EasyASM to write many of the programs I've written for the Mega 65 so far. There are a few features I would want to add to really make it feel like a complete assembler. The binary directive would embed a file of binary data into a program, such as graphics or sound assets. The source directive would use multiple source files to describe a program, such as with reusable libraries, and to produce programs larger than edit mode's 44 kilobyte memory limit for a single source file. Inspect an annotated source listing with program counter and byte values next to the original source lines, similar to Acme's report feature. Inspect a list of label definitions, similar to Acme's symbol list feature. I have a roadmap of other features that I'm considering, though they'll take more substantial work, and I want to see if anyone actually uses EasyASM first. To me, the most important of these would be macros, a feature of Acme and other assemblers that make programs easier to write, test, and manage. It's possible to write substantial programs without macros. The Mega 65 ROM source code has no macros in it at all. But macros are a powerful way to organize code, reuse common structures, and mitigate some of the fragility of the low-level language. As clever as edit mode is, it would be nice to have a more modern text editor as an option. Personally, I'd love the experience of building a nice text editor, and I'd want to try it someday. I intentionally designed EasyASM so that it could be integrated into other projects, so anyone else's programming tools could use it. I wrote EasyASM from scratch in pure assembly language. I learned a lot about assembly language from this experience, and will be milking this for content, writing about this in future episodes of the Digest. I included a few sample programs on the D81 disk image based on previous Digest and blog articles. Try loading their source files and assembling them. The longest file on the disk right now is my assembly language implementation of Robot Finds Kitten from another Digest issue, 35 kilobytes of source that assembles in 6 seconds. Want to see continued development of EasyASM or my other projects like this Digest? Please consider becoming a patron. Visit ko-fi.com/DDDAAANNN. I hope you try EasyASM, and I hope it makes it easier to get started with assembly language programming. Let me know how it goes. For more, visit m65digest.substack.com.